Thomas E. McKnight Jr. I'm dictating a neurological progress report on Gloria Lely, L-E-L-Y. Her address is 211 Walker Street, Orland, California, 95963. Phone is 530-520-5617. Great. Social Security is XXX, and then a space. Her birth date is 5/23/1943, 78-year-old woman. Insurance is Medicare/Blue Cross. Pharmacy is CVS in Orland. It is addressed to Dr. Frederick Dr. David Frederick, Glenn Medical Center. Carbon copy, Dr. Peter Wolk, MD. Dr. Dinesh Verma, pharmacy is Walgreens, 860 East Avenue, Chico, California, 530-899-0887. The clinical indication is dysomnia, comma, findings of mild obstructive sleep apnea syndrome, parenthesis G47.33. The next one is recent findings, laboratory testing positive for narcolepsy. New paragraph, brain MRI, negative for Alzheimer's findings. Dear professional colleagues, this is dated 1-9-2026. Lori Lely was seen for neurological reevaluation of the results of her laboratory testing. In paragraph, as you may remember, she has a history of sleep apnea, but is currently not on CPAP therapy. New paragraph, her most recent laboratory studies are positive genetically for narcolepsy. New paragraph, she has been placed on what do we put her on?
Armodafinil.
Beginning at low doses once a day in the morning for her daytime somnolence and narcolepsy symptoms. The paragraph. She was previously prescribed a CPAP therapy. Out of CPAP, with supplies. New paragraph, her amyloid PET CT brain imaging on 1 May 2025 was negative by qualitative analysis, indicating sparse to no neuritic plaques in the cerebral cortices. MR brain imaging showed no evidence for acute ischemia, abnormal brain enhancement, acute intracranial hemorrhage, mass effect, encephalomalacia, or malformation. Nonspecific generalized involutional changes of the cerebral hemispheres and the hippocampal formations was identified. Generalized white matter findings noted in the body of the report were most commonly represented sequelae of moderate chronic microvascular ischemic changes not excluding other etiologies. Decreased hippocampal volumes were identified on the neuroquantitative analysis. Interval punctate focus of susceptibility artifact was identified in the pons with several other smaller foci representing sequelae of hypertension, contusion, occult vascular malformation. The extensive white matter changes, as well as signal changes in the pons, is stable from sequela of microangiopathic disease. Basal ganglia and thalamic perivascular spaces or chronic lacunar infarctions remain stable ventricular prominence is redemonstrated parenthesis 8-8-2022. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we have to go through everything as it comes back, but it's just what we have to do. New paragraph. In consideration of her current clinical findings, We may need to complete DAT imaging studies to exclude findings of Parkinsonism. New paragraph shall be seen for reevaluation and medical follow-up for her current treatment for narcolepsy with an additional report.
Did you send her over for a new study?
Does she need a new one?
You're telling her son that you were going to send her for a new sleep study.
Okay. In consideration of her findings on testing, she will be referred for a new sleep study in consideration of adjustment of her CPAP therapy.
Okay.